The 30th Annual Issues Community Conference takes place this Wednesday at Wasatch High School from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Amaria Scoville, director of the Burns Recreation Center, explains the purpose of the conference is to address issues within the community.
We do tend to address issues that the high school and the middle schools have concerns about. We'll address suicide prevention and bullying, and those are two big ones recently that in the past few years that we've tried to focus on. We also do, you know, positive mindfulness and happiness and those kind of things too, so that we're not just focusing on negative issues.
The event begins at 6 with a keynote address from Olympic silver medalist in the skeleton, Noelle Pikus Pace, followed by breakout sessions. Wasatch High School students can receive 3 hours of attendance credit if they attend, plus an additional 3 hours if they bring a parent with them. Scoville says that everyone in the community is invited, ages 5 years and up.
We have youth activities for kids from 5 to 11 years old, and 12-year-olds through adults can attend the keynote, and then we also have 10 breakout workshops that are offered twice.
Breakout topics will include discussions about resilience, vaping, electronics connections to suicide, the importance of civility, and a presentation from a group called Rebels for Change.
They are a group of people who survived the attack on Columbine High School, and they have traveled the country addressing audiences. So I'm particularly interested in hearing that. Their focus isn't on gun control, but it's about the lessons they learned that day, and they talk about healing and surviving and thriving.
The night is a collaboration between Wasatch County Parks and Rec and the Health Department, as well as the USU Extension and Wasatch School District. For more information, you can visit KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.